WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic ABC Media
News
app.
I'm Tom Rivers. A washout in parts of Southern California.
Can't get across a road.
Dispatch audio from Brad Castify on Hurricane Hillary, now a tropical storm, with maximum sustained winds of 45 miles per hour, dropping as much as a year's worth of rain in a day, uprooting trees and leaving at least one person missing overnight. ABC's Alex Stone lives there.
I can tell you the rain was coming down really hard. It was pounding our house, and then everything started shaking. We have lamps that started swaying. The house was making creaking noises. The floor was moving. Our kids came running downstairs. They were yelling, "Earthquake!" And
turns out it was a magnitude 5 earthquake hitting the region at the same time. Later today, President Biden heads to Maui, visiting the wildfire zone there. 114 dead, with 850 people still missing. Former President Trump says he won't participate in Wednesday's GOP presidential debate. This is ABC News. The FBI is still on the hunt for a member of the Proud Boys. Christopher Worrell was supposed to be sentenced for pepper spraying police on January 6th, but disappeared from house arrest. Ukraine getting more air power in its war with Russia. Denmark and the Netherlands sending dozens of F-16 fighter jets. Ukrainian President Zelensky visiting both countries over the weekend. And in Italy, in a new way to deal with an invasive species.
Fighting an invasion of predatory blue crabs. But it's a lucrative and luscious win-win. Fishermen, lobbying groups, and environmentalists are warning about the fast-reproducing shellfish. The crabs are devouring stocks of eels, clams, and mussels, and tearing up fishing nets. So, making lemonade out of lemons, those advocates are sponsoring summer food events with crabs on the grill and linguine with crabs in spicy tomato sauce. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
I'm coming!
Hi, Mark Tauscher. Ah, Tausch, you have mosquitoes in here.
It's like an insect zoo right now at my house. Here comes that wasp again. Incoming.
Shoo, you need Pella's 250 series of windows with exclusive hidden screens, protecting you from nature.
Yes, please. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to the rescue.
Get a 250 series patio door and 8 double hung windows with hidden screens as low as $188 per month. PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31/23.
So you need a new roof, but you don't know where to start? You're thinking, a roof is just a roof, right? Wrong. I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libthew Roofing, and I want to tell you what makes us different from all the other roofers. We are Wisconsin's oldest roofing company, having been in business since 1934. We aren't like other roofing companies who are here today, gone tomorrow. We stand behind our work. The products we use are of the highest quality. We are one of Owens Corning's elite platinum preferred contractors and have maintained that status for over 14 years. We even offer a 50-year, non-prorated, fully transferable warranty. But what makes us really stand out is the quality of our workmanship. We hire only the best in their craft, and we hire around our core values. We are hardworking, we care for people, we do what's right, and we're flexible. So if you value your home and expect quality, give us a call at 912 Roofing or go to 912roofing.com.
People you know, call 920.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with host Chris Elfheim and Emily Cephos Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
I mean, that, I mean, come on, nobody should have to do that. But
and that's what I try to get across with my books. It's like, it's, you know, again, I can't write like a Stephen Ambrose or Tom Brokaw or whomever. But what I try to convey in my books is that it's your neighbors that went through this stuff. It's not the real John Waynes of the world and the whatever, whatevers. And, you know, these people you read about from Texas or Florida or California. It's literally your neighbors did the exact same things and went through the exact same things as these other people in those books. And that's what I try to convey.
And I think your connection with the crowd, and is that the first time? Well, I've seen you speak before, but every guest you had up there and interviewed got a standing ovation.
I know.
That just tells you how much we appreciate what they've done. And those stories are almost, those are total nightmare stories.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I was just, but that was great. And then we had fun at the Civic Media booth, and they got 65 interviews.
So, yeah, we did that. Was that Friday afternoon?
Well, we did it Friday, but I'm saying they did it Saturday,
all week.
Yeah. Okay, they did it all week because I talked to Todd yesterday.
That was cool.
So it's going to be pretty interesting to see where, Civic Media.
And we're going to play some of those, right?
We're going to play some of them, but what's even more important, what I think is going to be great is, so Civic Media, this is our parent company, right? They own 19 radio stations here in Wisconsin, and they're going to county fairs, and they call it the truth booth. It's not like they shoot you up with sodium pentothal or anything.
How'd you like to be in a truth booth, Wayne?
I like how he knows the exact chemical name. It's not like blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
When he was mayor,
as he's pulling out his handkerchief in his pocket.
Sodium MBN.
But and they sat down, they interviewed people. You know, from 2 minutes to
looking for 13 more votes.
Yeah, 16, whatever the 15 minutes, and they're going to gather that data, and there's going to be a common thread of what people think we need to lean in on in Brown County.
Yeah, I think it's great.
And you know, I know homelessness came up, education, but he said there were some other things that were very interesting that people were looking for. And that's going to be fun to get that data because that's going to help us. We're going to get guests that would support what people are looking for.
I agree.
For. So and these guys know what they're doing.
And we're open to that too here on this show. You know, let us know. Email us or text us or whatever. You know, what are some of the things you guys want to talk about? This is a community show.
It is. And that's what we are, right?
Yeah.
We're not. I know the debate's coming up Wednesday. Are we going to that presidential debate?
I'm not. Are you?
I don't know. I told them
it's in Milwaukee, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. You got to remember, though, I'm just not a political guy.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about. I don't know a lot.
Yeah, I see.
And it's never good when Jason comes into our studio and he's in our studio and he's looking. What are you looking at, Jason? What? Oh, the screen, yes. Yeah, all right. Okay, thank you, Jason. Yeah. Don't you get a little bit nervous when he comes in here?
Yeah.
Like, what do we do? What do we do wrong?
Why'd he come in
here? I don't know. What do we do?
Just our phone number.
What do we do? The phone. No. Oh, yeah, 920-264-0606. And there's a way we can text. And you know who our top texter is?
Ooh.
Is Big Wayne.
Yes.
Tell people how to text in, Big Wayne.
Okay. You got to download the Civic Media app first.
Okay.
And then you go in and you make WGBW your home station.
Okay.
And then during 6 to 8, it's live. So you just hit the red play button. You can listen to it. And then right there on the screen, there's a text button right there.
Okay.
Boom. Done.
Nice. All right. Big Wayne knows what's going on.
That's great. Yeah, and Wayne, it's nice to have you. We're going to talk to you, a little bit now, but especially in the second segment. So John and I hung around a lot, and that was not good for my diet. Oh. Matter of fact, I got a picture that was sent because at the game, John, and I was like, I can't believe that's me. I mean,
me too.
I was bigger than you, Johnny.
There's one, the one of you, me, and Leroy Butler.
Yeah.
I didn't post it because it's like, oh.
He actually looks good.
Oh, he looks great, and we look, oh.
So yeah. That was... Does it so? I'm
Dom told me, he said, Dad, you're looking kind of sloppy. You want your button, at least a couple of your buttons in your shirt. So I did, but then it's like, now it's like, exactly. It's like, oh.
I know. And then, so then we go get this, Wayne. So we're in a skybox, and they had, you know, good food there, right? They had the brats and macaroni and cheese and, was it pulled pork, fried pork.
And
then they had another plate.
Oh, they didn't have that.
They had another plate of, I don't know, stuff with like then they colors, it, but was that fruit?
I don't know.
We didn't touch that. Then they brought in the
fried cheese curds.
I like the heavy baked beans and potato salad.
Yeah, love that stuff.
So it was the first quarter, and all this food, and we, of course, John and I are eating a lot. And then they brought in this huge tray of fried cheese curds.
Which was so good.
It was. And John makes this big announcement. I mean, nobody really knew he was there until he made the announcement. And get them while they're hot. And just like this, it was great. So people got up and they ate quite a few of them, but we kind of finished off.
Yeah, we did.
So that anyway, I'm done. I'm on this plant-based diet. I went home and read some more about it. And September 1st, I'm all in. I'm done with meat. I am just eating stuff that comes out of the ground and for September. And I know September 1st, we have a big party here with Mad Dog and Merrill, and they're going to come and cook in front of the studio.
And we're inviting everybody to come on down.
To come down, it's free. They're going to cook some breakfast sausage and some great Mad Dog and Merrill seasoning, but I am not participating. I will participate in the event, but I am going to be like
that?
The club soda guy.
He's just trying to talk.
No,
John, he's announcing it.
I am not participating.
I'm going to sit in the studio behind the window while you guys are out there.
Programmed to be plant-based.
I am. I'm going to be the club soda guy. I'm not doing it.
He's going to be the guy in the studio looking out, like drooling over the window as we're flipping brats and burgers.
You know what I mean?
Look at you, meat eaters.
You wait till the end of September and you're going to say, oh my God,
you know what
look
I did not
awesome.
Eat yesterday and I'm very proud of myself?
I did though, because you teased me with
But did
that.
You see it? Did you have one?
I did. Because I thought we were going to talk about the prime rib sandwich, right? Right. So Johnny said, you know, come out to the Brown County Fair. I'm hosting a veterans ceremony book signing. And
And make sure you get a, what was that? Was it steak?
It was steak. Prime rib sandwich with.
And I love prime
cheese
rib.
Cheese and mushrooms and onions.
I had prime rib.
But you know what I did? So I did like two shifts at the fair yesterday. I was there, you know, in the morning, kind of like for the book signing and everything. Right. And it was hot. I mean, it was, and I was like, I'm a sweater. I sweat. And I was like, sweat right through. You know what I mean? Where your shirt is
in particular body part.
Yeah, tell us more.
Just my shirt was like clinging to me type. So
moving on.
I had to run back and shower and then go back. And so I put on this pure white shirt when I went back, and it's like there's not a chance in the world I could eat one of those sandwiches without ruining this shirt.
Yeah.
I am such a slob when it comes to that. You can't believe it. And I know I would have got something on my shirt.
Yeah, you kind of got to lean over the... Yeah,
so I guarantee you I would have ruined my shirt.
First, I ate it for two reasons. One is...
I ate it for two reasons.
That's what a t-shirt's for. You take off your dress shirt, I know, and then you eat your pork sandwich, and then you put your dress shirt back on.
I agree. I should have done that. Give me the two reasons why you ate one.
Because I thought we were going to talk about it today, because I thought you were going to get one.
Yeah.
And secondly, I would never go to a county fair without eating
something like that. You know what's funny? You know,
I would not get a salad at the county fair.
You know, when we were sitting there beforehand, and I was just really thirsty when the other stuff was going on, and I told Troy Streckenbach, who was sitting next to me, I said, I gotta go grab something to drink. You know, and he goes, I could grab one of those prime rib sandwiches? Because he saw that on my Facebook that I was going to have one of those. But God, did they look good. Was it as good as it looked?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was.
I think a mayor should go vegetarian and you should go keto.
I'm okay with
that. And then just banter back and forth.
I'm okay with that.
Well, we got to do something.
You barbarian, you.
I'm going to go keto. Oh, you go plant.
No, if I this plant
stuff.
Let's
see who loses the most.
It's not even that, John. If I go plant, it's going to reduce risk of cancer. It's no more meds. It's unbelievable. I was that Dr. Joel Furman I was telling you about. I bought all his CDs. He's my guy. His seminar that he has in San Diego, it's $13,000.
Wow.
To go to that, but it's a month, and but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to do the CDs or whatever. It's going to be great. I got a whole new life coming. I'm so excited.
Wait.
So I want to know if you
you're a life coach. Go ahead.
Well, so if you, I want to know. So if how much he put his mind into this. So being vegetarian isn't just stopping eating meat. It's also a mindset.
That's okay. Why I'm preparing on that. Today is what's today? The 22nd. I have 8 days, 9 days, and
to prepare.
So I am. So I had prime rib. And
so wait a minute, are you going to be like we were when we were little kids and we had to give up candy for Lent? Like
totally.
The last 3 days, you just stuff yourself with a bit of candy.
I am doing it. Like I'm on a binge.
You're setting yourself up for failure already.
No, I'm all in.
Does your family members, do they participate in eating?
She so much wants me to get healthy. There's no...
You're desperate right now. You're desperate.
I am clinging to the only thing I want, cream, and it said you can have a little bit of cream. But
can you have cream?
Not
a lot though.
No, and it depends what kind of vegetarian you are. Because if you're true vegetarian, then you're like all no wearing animal clothes, no eating eggs, no drinking milk.
So nothing that comes out of an animal.
Exactly. There's more than just
you doing that?
Becoming a healthy individual.
You just wait. I'm gonna take the best of what he has plus me, and it's going to even be better.
You're forming your own.
I am. Do you think we're going to, because Johnny Iron getting paid a lot. This is my meal ticket right here. This is my revenue stream.
But see,
they're going to be like, Jim, this is unbelievable what you've done. I'm like, thank you. Thank you. Just book signing, like Johnny does his book signings right out in front here. Book signing.
See, now listen to you. You're already talking about you're binge eating on prime rib and all this stuff. So then what's going to, it's so like two Silver. Months from now, you're going to be like, yeah, I don't like primary rib anymore.
Right.
You're going to be craving it.
And I also got a phone number you can call in, like AA, but it's
a helpline?
It's a helpline. Wow. It's out of Philadelphia. I think it's my cell phone number.
Yeah. Okay. It's for a Philly cheesesteak.
No.
That's the Philadelphia part. Mido and the Mayor Big Wade, back right after this.
My name is Leah, and I'm a single mom living in Milton, Wisconsin. I have two kids with severe peanut allergies and asthma. Before Badger Care, I struggled with affording the copays for their life-saving medications. Even with the best insurance available through my full-time job, the EpiPens had a $100 copay, and we needed them for school and home for each of my kids. There was even a point when my daughter had a severe allergic reaction, and I strongly considered not calling 911 due to the cost of the ambulance. I'm grateful that the administrations of President Joe Biden and Governor Tony Evers are working together to give us the tools to improve our health care. Now I no longer have to choose between putting food on the table and providing affordable, life-saving healthcare for my children. To learn more about how the Inflation Reduction Act and other investments are helping rural communities and families like mine, visit www.abetterwisconsininstitute.org/rural.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today with a high of 78. Northeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies. Tonight's light chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 65. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 76. Cloudy skies expected. Temperatures well above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the low 90s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
And the mayor here on a Monday morning, WGBW, WISS in Oshkosh. Another beautiful. Did you really think? Did you say it was going to be 100 degrees this week?
Yep.
Thursday. Wow. We got high school football. Big one on Thursday. Kimberly and Bayport. Where's huge game in Kimberly.
Oh, good.
We were in, we were in Nina the other night on their new $150 million. Just gorgeous. And it was the one of the best high school football games I've ever seen.
Yeah. But Kimberly's tough, right?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Bayport got beat their first game by Middleton.
Yeah, but one of their key studs wasn't playing though, right?
Exactly. So this will be fun. Thursday night, 100 degrees. Wow. That's incredible. It is.
And I told you I have kids in Nashville, and this is cooler than Nashville.
Yeah,
so it's really going to be hot. My wife's going down there. I know it's, but I don't know. We talk about the weather here in Green Bay, and I just don't think we are as grateful, maybe. Grateful is not the right word, but I don't think we appreciate as much as we should. I mean, you see what's going on in California.
Yeah.
Now the rain.
I know.
You know,
basically a hurricane coming in. I didn't know California got hurricanes.
Yeah. Well, they haven't had one in San Diego since, I think, the 30s.
Unreal.
I'm not kidding you, John. It's been that long.
Yeah.
So it's crazy, the weather out there. And we, you know, I'll take 100 degree
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I'm walking around down. You know, are you... Okay, Wayne, you were a bodybuilder.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Did you ever... Okay, this is one thing that bugs me a little bit, Jim, and I saw this at the fair yesterday. Guys walk around without shirts on.
I know, right?
It's like, really?
I know. Well, how old are they, though?
30s?
Yeah, that's...
Well, 20s?
In your 20s, I can see it.
Really?
Yeah, because
at a fair?
Isn't there no shirt, no shoes, no service?
You think?
I mean, you think that's in public.
You got the ghetto women that just like, look at that guy with his shirt off.
Really?
Like pretending like they're fantasizing about him throwing a hay bale up in the loft, you know?
I don't think so.
Okay, you're getting creepy right now.
Yeah.
Are you out throwing a hay bale into the loft?
Well, you're at the fair. Because you're at the fair.
Are you wondering
these are cowboys.
Okay. About
who's fantasizing. I don't know the guy that well.
I don't either. I don't either.
He's got a little.
Yeah, but whatever. That got a little. He got a weird look in his eye.
If I saw that,
hey, Bailey,
for every guy with
throwing it into the loft.
For every guy with his shirt off, I look over. There's a girl staring at him.
Really?
Into the air. I can tell what she's thinking.
All right. Okay. Another thing that I want
throw
to talk
it, baby,
about.
Honey, throw it.
Got out of
when,
that one.
When did NFL teams decide they're just going to stop a game?
You know what?
I understand that last year with the guy almost died. That was, you know, with the heart attack that he had. Okay. Yeah.
But this guy was out. You know,
right.
Who knows, right?
Right,
when
right,
it
right, right.
But he, it wasn't like, it was serious because they took him to the hospital, but, you know, he got out. But from a business standpoint,
right.
You know, you and I were at the game.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, there's 10 minutes and 40 seconds left or something. Game's over. And we're like, kind of got ripped off a little bit because, you know, you're there to see the players.
Right?
That's
right.
Why we spent the money to go. But you think about the advertisers and the concession people, because those concession people, and I told you, I worked concession stands there. It's a with the gifts, it's a percent of sales.
Right.
It's not, we don't get hourly. It's a percent of sales. You know, and that.
Is it worth it?
You know.
Because I was approached to do that with one of my organizations. Then we found out how much, it's like. Everybody's like,
you know what? You have to get there so early.
I know.
And then you got to stay after.
I know.
So if you it's a full day. And if you look at that by the hour, but there's something else to be said for that. It's a little bit of a team building exercise with your organization.
Sure. And team building exercise? Not tonight, baby. Remember that? Business day? Remember we used to play that all the time? Business day? Jace, remember business day? Oh, yeah.
I don't. But
we used to play it on my radio show all the time. Business day.
I know. I can't. I'm not thinking.
Don't you remember business day?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, that is a great way to build a team effort. I think when you look at the money, you know, I don't know what they make now. I don't know. I'm sure they've raised. Of course, prices have gone up, so that means your money would go up because it's a percent of sales. I don't know, John. It's great to do, and we couldn't get. You know, we weren't in a big organization. We were in like violin, right? And there's just not.
You're what?
Our kids were in violin.
Oh.
And so the organization, I think we only had like maybe 16 families in the whole thing. So
how
are we going to get 30 people to work a beer stand? So we would work the shirts, hats, you know, within the stadium.
Okay.
And you only needed 4 people to do that. And that was, it was actually fun. I don't know. I think the money was, we never really looked at it. Could we do better somewhere else? But it's great the Packers allow you that opportunity.
Did you see where the Atlanta Falcons, it's like, I think $1.50 for a hot dog?
Oh, I know.
And it's like, and a lot of people are like, yeah, you can do that. You know, why don't teams do that? Because, I mean, how much is a hot dog now at a game?
I don't know.
$8?
It's like a loss leader. Look at Costco does that too.
Do they?
They get you in the door by either dollar hot dogs or whatever.
I like those footlong hot dogs at Costco.
They didn't raise that. They with all the stuff
going
on.
I love those.
Yeah. But I want to say that.
That and Kirkland's vodka, the 2 best deals at Costco.
And the chickens.
Yes. Oh, and the chicken. No question. You're right.
John's one of those guys standing in line waiting for the guy to bring out the fresh chickens.
Oh, I love those.
I know you do.
One that's been pumped full of hormones that's like 10 pounds.
Why are you doing that to me? Why are you doing that to me, Wayne?
Because you know how they told you? Remember that old commercial with McDonald's fries, get 2, 1 on the way home.
Yeah.
And then eat the other one when you get home.
Yeah.
That's what he does with his chicken.
Because I want it when it's still juicy.
He loves
it. I love just cutting into it and it's juicy.
I know.
I literally, my mouth is salivating right now thinking about how much I love that.
You're offending the mayor. He's a vegetarian.
And you got to eat the skin. You got to eat that skin.
Well, I know, John.
Oh, his skin is so good.
September 1st, that's all over for me. And that's going to be just, you know, it's going to be like I used to drink. I used to do that. And I used to eat meat. And I don't do that
anymore. Okay, then we're going, I'm going 100% keto.
Yeah.
You're going 100% plant.
It's a plant diet.
Wayne, you're in charge of this.
Yep.
And then
overseeing this.
Right. And this is going to be a new, and it's never too late to start.
That's Wayne, is it ever too late to start?
God. And then you guys are just the quintessential just dieters that just set yourself up for failure. But I love it.
Why are you so discouraging
to us? I'm not. I know what's going to happen.
We don't like you anymore, Wayne. 628. We wanted encouragement. 628 on a Monday morning, we're already discouraged.
We need support.
Wow.
We need support.
Unbelievable. We don't even know you anymore.
Thanks for coming in, Wayne.
I hope you get stung today a lot.
Call Adrian Meekers.
We're going to set a quick break. Mind on the mayor back after this.
And all I can do is just pour some tea for two and speak my...
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. A washout in parts of Southern California.
Can't get across a road.
Dispatch audio from Brad Castify on Hurricane Hillary, now a tropical storm, with maximum sustained winds of 45 miles per hour, dropping as much as a year's worth of rain in a day, uprooting trees and leaving at least one person missing overnight. ABC's Alex Stone lives there.
I can tell you the rain was coming down really hard. It was pounding our house, and then everything started shaking. We have lamps that started swaying. The house was making creaking noises. The floor was moving. Our kids came running downstairs. They were yelling, earthquake. And
turns out it was a magnitude 5 earthquake hitting the region at the same time. Later today, President Biden heads to Maui, visiting the wildfire zone there. 114 dead, with 850 people still missing. Former President Trump says he won't participate in Wednesday's GOP presidential debate. This is ABC News.
Did you know the best way to fix a roof leak is to prevent it from leaking in the first place? Hi, I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libkey Roofing. I'm excited to announce our newly trademarked Red Shield maintenance plan. You see, we don't want to just replace your commercial roof. We actually want to help extend the life of it first. We understand the roof on a commercial property is a massive investment, and we want to help you protect it. To learn more about Security Libkey Roofing's Red Shield maintenance plan, go to 920roofing.com or call 920roofing today.
People you know, call 920roofing.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Acusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of August, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on August 26th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Acusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming and Acusa presents the Golden Days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to 4 times. The Golden Days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Acusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the mayor and Big Wayne in the house here on a Monday morning, WGBW.
All right, we have another special guest in the house, not in the house, on the phone. We talked, last week or 2 weeks ago, Johnny, about the Two Rivers dedication of the Schmidt Brothers.
Absolutely,
stage.
I was and there. It was
you
great.
Were there. You were there. That was a good time. And we're going to, along with
and that. And I want to apologize. I know you guys wanted me to come up and sing with you. And I didn't want to take away your spotlight. Yeah. So appreciate you asking.
The beauty of the Schmidt Brothers and a lot of our cousins is we sing on pitch, and that's why you weren't invited.
I knew there was a reason.
Yeah, that was it. But we have on the line here. So that This dedication took place last week, and it was all about the Schmidt Brothers singing barbershop in Two Rivers and really going on to be the international champions. And we celebrated that by dedicating a stage to them in Central Park in the city of Two Rivers. So along with that is a lot of research went into that, and a book called The Schmidt Brothers that really chronicles their start from when they were little kids to winning the championship to Arthur Godfrey and some of these other things. And someone who has made this whole thing possible from the book to the website, because if you go to the stage, they have the what is that, QLR code, and you put your phone up there and it takes
I never know how to use those.
I know, but you do
Wayne,
that.
You know how to use those?
Our guest, our guest will tell us this, and then it goes to a website that she also designed. So Paula is on the line, and P.T. Rivers, she wrote the book, she did the research. Cousin of mine hails from Florida. She's in town this week because we have a something we're doing together tomorrow with Learning Retirement. So with that, Paula, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're fine. And then tell us about... tell us about the book. Let's talk about that. You did a lot of research. You wrote a book, and it's got so much detail in there. And tell us about the process on getting that going. And why did you decide to do that? I mean, you write other books. You're a published author. Why the Schmidt Brothers?
Well, because they were my great uncles, and they were really great people. I mean, honestly, the Schmidt Brothers were the soundtrack of our lives growing up. If you didn't hear them at church or at some, you know, big organization, or even in downtown Central Park, they were singing all the time. The inside scoop on how the book got started is really kind of a sweet story. I was, we always had a CD in the car playing at all times when the kids were little. And because they sing along. Barbershop is so singable, and it's fun to sing. And I was picking up my first grader and a bunch of his friends from school, and they're all piling in the van. And I kind of turned down the volume because I wasn't sure if barbershop was cool in grade right. school. And from the back seat, someone yells, "Hey, don't turn that down. That's cool. What is it?" And my son launches into this big story. I was so proud of him that he remembered. He said, "Oh, these are my great uncles. And they won this huge contest in front of thousands of people. And they had gold medals just like in the Olympics. Yeah. And they were on TV." He was just bragging them up. It was so cute.
Wow.
And it was funny because that day I get home and what's in the mail but a Valentine's Day card from your mom and dad. So I write back right away saying, "Hey, guess what? You still have raving fans. They might be in first grade, but you still have raving fans." So, I mean, this is in the early 2000s, so it was cute. And then your mom called me back, and she said, "Paula, you got to help me. I'm trying to get my husband to write down all the inside stories, all the stories nobody knows about because he's the last one. And if he doesn't tell them, they're going to die with him." And so that's how the whole thing started. And I said, "I would love to write a book." And it was amazing because I had so many primary resources. I could talk to your mom and dad. I talked to actually more than 30 people, children of, friends of the quartet. And your mom had this huge scrapbook that she had made for your dad that had all kinds of newspaper clippings. I found photos from other cousins that had, for instance, the exact moment they ran on stage and got their gold medals. It's the greatest wow. picture ever. They're just hugging each other with this absolute surprise and joy. It's really, really neat.
Anything so about the Lennon sisters?
It took 15 years to write it. So
it took you how long?
A long time coming.
How long did you take to write it?
15 years. Yeah,
and I know you did a lot of research, a lot of interviews, and but it's just a great book. And what I like, it's got pictures in it too.
Nice. Do you have any video?
Yeah, almost 70 photos. Almost 70.
Paula, has anybody uncovered any video of them, like, on the Lawrence Welk Show or Ed Sullivan or anything?
No, and I keep trying.
Okay.
But, you know, back in the day, they didn't
right.
record it and then put it on a shelf. They reused
right.
that film and tape and things.
Yeah. John
so
was in the industry
I haven't
back
been
then.
Able to find it, but the Barbershop Harmony Society does have some live video from the early 50s.
Oh.
That you can get to on the website. I've got all kinds of links. Anytime I can find a link to something like that, I post it. So
oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Barbershop,
you talked about Speb Squaw, which I think there's a different name for it now, but that was the Society for the Preservation Encouragement of Barbershop Singing in America. That was their organization, and they fine-tuned. What's the name of it now?
Is it Barbershop Harmony Society?
Okay, so, a lot of the proceeds go to them. We've been very supportive of the Barbershop Harmony Society, and it's pretty safe to say. I mean, I've been to a lot of conventions lately as we're getting this, raising money for this stage, but it's kind of making a little bit of a comeback. Would you look at the high schools and these kids that are starting to sing in barbershop quartets, which are very popular, by the way, John. John teases me that I sang in a barbershop quartet.
I don't tease.
Yet he sold Nightcrawlers. And I'm like, okay, who had more? Which is more the chick magnet? And yeah. I know you're not supposed to say that, but that is coming back, right? Didn't they just have a youth barbershop show at Stevens Point?
Yeah.
And it was like sold out. So that's cool that that's coming back.
I think it's very cool.
Yeah,
I do. I like it.
There's a contest in Wisconsin. It's a statewide contest, and you have to be like in the upper echelon. I think you have to win a certain other contest in order to qualify for the barbershop contest. But if you win this barbershop contest, you get a Schmidt Brothers trophy.
Right.
Wow.
It is handed up.
It's like the Lombardi. Cool? I mean, it's like the Lombardi trophy going to the top. That's pretty.
And it's competitive. That's cool. It's competitive. It handed out by my mother. So
nice.
Yes. So anyway, that's a great thing. But the reason you're in town, and I know you live in Florida, you're in town, and I'm going to be seeing you. The University of Wisconsin Green Bay sponsors a program called LIR, Learning in Retirement, and it's been going on for many years. John has spoken at it. I have.
I've been like 5 or 6 years in a row. I did it, it's really a cool thing where like a lot of retirees come to take these classes. I did it on with veterans. I'd have like 5 or 6 different veterans speak over the 2 hours.
Right.
And it's a cool thing.
And I did it on politics. And tomorrow, Paula and I and my mom, I don't know who's all on the panel, but it's a two-hour class, right? Remember that?
Yep.
And we're going to talk about the barbershop, history of barbershop, and dedication of the stage. Right, Paula, that's coming up?
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
Okay, but that's not something that's open to the public. Is that right? Don't you pre-register for these classes?
Yeah, you do have to pre-register, and I'm just amazed at the breadth of, they've got like 200 classes that you can sign up for every semester. It's amazing.
Wow.
What a wonderful program.
It is. I mean, University of Wisconsin, Green Bay, 55, and people who are listening that want to, you know, you don't want to stop learning, right? And there's so much information out there, and everything from food to politics, veterans, and here we are talking about, you know, kind of entertainment, but little history as well. And you just call the university, and the University of Wisconsin Green Bay system obviously goes from, you know, northeast Wisconsin, but, you know, down to Manitowoc, Sheboygan, they've got quite a reach, and they offer a lot of classes, and 55 years and older, and you go to these great classes and hear firsthand from a lot of people. So, yeah, I'm glad you're doing that. So,
when's it going to be out?
When's her book out?
Yeah.
Oh, no, her book's out.
Oh, it is out. Oh,
the book is out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. I
got to get a copy.
I know. You know what, Paula? I got to tell you, I've read it, but it was a while. And I couldn't find it last night. I'm looking through it. I got a ton of books. I found Walker's book, you know, and Intimidated. I'm looking through these, you know, you can keep old books in a certain area.
I agree.
I don't have a bookshelf. So I couldn't find it. I want to give a copy of that to John because I know I bought quite a few of them, but I gave a lot of them away. But yeah, where can people get the book that's a history of the Schmidt brothers? And then you have something else coming out too we'll talk about, but let's get this one down first. Where can people get a book on Schmidt Brothers Barbershop Quartet?
Well, it's available locally at the Washington House Museum in Two Rivers, where we're having our talk, because they have a display in the quartet and everything there. And it's also available on Amazon, so anybody anywhere can get it.
Nice.
It's a great book, too. And like she said, there's 70 photos in there, but it really, that whole Alaska thing was really detailed, because the guy who they were with kind of he took his diary, right, and put that into the book?
Right, he kept a log, and that was one of those awesome primary resources I had.
Yeah.
He had such a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
So it was a fun read, as well as documenting exactly what they did and all the hardships. I mean, there was a cute little story where they were going to go sing to a group of military guys at in like the Air Force section, and so they thought that they'd go in the hangar and just warm up. and people started popping out of all different, it was like a movie, you know, they started popping out and like, who are these guys? Oh my gosh, what's going on? And before they knew it, they had a couple hundred people sitting there listening to them sing just out of the blue. Yeah. You know, it was one of those kind of special moments.
It is. And of course, I'm partial to barbershop music, but you don't need any instruments. You don't need anything, a pitch pipe maybe. And, yeah, and you can, that harmony is booming.
So do you have that talent? Do you have that gene?
I don't know, Paula, you've heard me sing. What do you think?
It runs in the family.
Okay. I
can sing. Yeah, but I can't sing like my dad. I mean, my God, those guys are unbelievable. I mean, you won't see barbershop like that again. But, and because you get four brothers and there's that whole blood harmony, they call it. And then, plus they were musically inclined, right? They played other instruments, and those guys were just good musicians. But they never really made a lot of money. I mean, they did have some albums, and they did, you know, I don't know how many shows they did, and thousands of shows. But
3,000.
3,000 shows. That's incredible.
In 35 years together, they traveled 2 million miles and performed in 3,000 shows.
Unbelievable.
And you know what's really... And I've heard barbershoppers tell me this all the time. They had just this immense talent. But what was really special about them is that, unlike a lot of celebrities, especially the ones that win early or come, you know, become stars very quickly, they didn't burn out. They did it because they loved it and because their family supported them. They weren't doing it because it was their livelihood.
Yeah, that's true.
They ran businesses, and they had 35 kids among the four of them.
Wow.
So they were,
and those are the ones we know about.
Businessmen. Well, okay, and that's just, the other thing. They were family men all the way on the road.
Yes.
It was Uncle Joe used to say the women on the barbershop circuit were if they went after the Schmidt brothers, they were the dumbest ones on the road because the Schmidt brothers had too much to lose and no interest whatsoever.
Yeah.
They were there to sing.
They were good boys.
They were really good guys.
Yeah, they were.
And you don't see that with celebrities. A lot of them get wrapped up in it and they burn out and their lives fall apart.
Yeah.
These guys knew what was important and they stuck with it. And then they shared their talent generously because they loved it.
Right. They were good. Hey, you have a new book coming out, right? Or didn't I just see something?
Yes. So we have an audiobook coming out. And Damian Schmidt, who's the youngest son of Joe Schmidt, and he sounds just like his dad, is narrating it. And we, you know, it's hard to write a book about singing without hearing people sing. So the audiobook, we have the opportunity to include the music, so there's like a dozen songs, and we have live recordings of, there's two of them. One of them is Uncle Joe, who was the spokesperson for the quartet, telling the story of what it was like to be waiting backstage to find out if they won. And it's really a hoot the way he describes it. And
right.
Just so much energy in it. And it was live in front of an audience. The second one is of your dad in Nashville at the 50th anniversary.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Where they surprised everybody there. He was just supposed to receive this award for 50 years of singing, and the curtain opens, and there are 99 Schmidts back there.
Wow. I was on there.
Sing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they've done a lot.
Jim was there. Jim was there.
Yeah, that was great. All right, well, Paula.
And it's really cool because you can hear them. They sing a song, and then Jim asks, his dad asks everybody to sing along.
Right.
Paula, we got to go. Magical.
Yeah, Paula, I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. We'll be in Two Rivers, Learning in Retirement. Thanks for what you're doing. Get the book on Amazon, Schmidt Brothers, and you know, you're a great person, great cousin. God bless. You'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Paula.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Mino. Goodbye. And the mayor. When we come back, talk about some local chances to get into the movies. Oh yeah, Mino and the mayor. Back after this.
Ron had a tax problem he just couldn't handle on his own.
I owed the IRS taxes for over 5 years, but I didn't have any money to pay the taxes.
Those years cost him dearly.
Most of it was fees and interest. It was horrible.
Ron finally called in the pros.
I called Optima Tax Relief, and boy, am I happy I did.
The leading tax resolution firm, Optima, is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. They've resolved over $1 billion for their clients. Ron was overjoyed.
They settled my account with IRS. IRS. I was ecstatic. They are a lifesaver. They are. I am so happy.
Take Ron's advice and call Optima now for a free consultation.
Yeah, don't do like I did and wait. Call Optima Tax Relief. Do it now. You'll be ecstatic like me.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 78. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, lows around 65. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, highs level off around 76. Cloudy. Temperatures well above average. Wednesday and Thursday, with highs in the low 90s. Chance for scattered storms. Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 59.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You should have been gone, knowing how I made you feel. And I should have been gone, after all your words of steel.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Monday morning. WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, also WISS in Oshkosh. And we got some fun things coming up, don't we, little Jim, over down the road here?
This whole week, next week, and you know, I was looking at the calendar, and we've got some guests down the road that, you know, I will say this, and that probably has a little bit more to do with you than me, but everybody we've asked to be on has said yes.
Everybody.
And somebody said somebody's going to say no, but we haven't had that. And I'm excited about our guest. I mean, Paula was great, right? I mean, she's here just to talk about her
great voice. Her just sounds nice. Why don't you sound nice, Wayne? You don't sound nice.
But
you can't be nice in my business.
Can't be nice. No.
Okay. Well, she's great, and I'm looking forward to that tomorrow. But you know,
would you go let Heather in? Can you do that for, thanks, Wayne.
Well, even our next guest at the 7 o'clock.
This is exciting.
You kind of.
Yeah, this is very exciting because this could be, I'm not giving up on, I wanted to be an actor. Yeah, when I was in college, I wanted to be an actor. Listen to me, Jim.
I know.
I was actor of the year at Mesabi State Junior College.
I don't believe that.
I've got the trophy I can show you.
You were the actor of the year.
I was actor of the year.
What were you in?
I was in Huck Finn.
Okay.
I played Jim, the runaway slave. I'm not kidding. That would be like really illegal now. Really illegal.
That would not. Right. They wouldn't even let you.
No. And I played George in Of Mice and Men.
Okay. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And that was college?
That was at Mesabi and then at Arizona State. I was in Steam Bath. I played Gottlieb, the Puerto Rican waiter.
Yeah, I can Steam see Bath. That. Yep. I bet you were pretty.
Yep.
Okay.
And then I was in other stuff like Rhymers of Eldritch. You never heard of it. But I was, and I
that's
you know who one of the people was? The daughter of Dean Stockwell. Dean Stockwell was in my class, his daughter, and came to some other things. He was Ziggy in Quantum Leap.
His daughter?
Yes.
Was in your class?
Yes, and he came to one of the plays I was in.
But he didn't discover you, John, your story.
And that was it.
Okay, that's where it ends. That's a good story.
But I loved that show. Remember that show, Quantum Leap?
Were these like X-rated
stuff
or PG?
What, Wayne?
Well, the names of the characters that you're called.
No, what's wrong with you? Wayne, what's wrong with him,
Well,
Jim?
I'm sitting amongst two chicks, magnets. You know,
good
one's
point.
One's a worm catcher.
Good point.
One's a baritone.
Should I show Wayne? I'm going to show Wayne. This will be a before and after picture.
Yeah.
I'm going to show the picture of us with Leroy Butler the other night that we didn't even post because we both looked so disgusting.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And then I went to a birthday party.
Look at this picture.
Nice side profile.
I know. Like that. Right? Yeah. And then, that's awful.
I think
Johnny,
this is one of those things. We should like post this.
Johnny, earlier that day, I went to a party, to a birthday party. And My wife took some pictures there. Her son was turning 6, our dog trainer. So we all brought our dogs to the party to surprise the kid.
Okay.
And it was a very cool party.
Okay.
And the kid was very, but anyway, the lady took some pictures and.
Yeah.
So that, and then 5 hours later, this Leroy Butler picture.
Yeah.
Like, it's time.
It's time.
But I'm going to wind down because I don't like to waste food. So I'm getting rid
of.
It's
a sin.
I know it is. It would be a sin. So I'm having, like, I have a lot of stuff in the freezer.
I've got 10 pounds of bacon I got to eat
right.
next week.
Right.
So I can eat bacon being on the keto, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yep.
But I can eat, but
wrapped in lettuce.
I'm on a little bit of this binge thing. we love
very
when
nice.
People walk by our studio, and you're all going to come here on September 1st because Mad Dog and Merrill are going to be cooking in front of our studio. But we're right here on Washington Street with these kind of like a WGN thing. It's a lot of
or like Good Morning America,
right? It's ceiling to floor glass, and people come by, and we just started laughing because some lady was hugging herself. Like I think she meant that she was hugging us.
Right? I think so.
I hope so.
Well, she's pointing at Wayne. I can visualize him throwing a hay bale into the loft, shirtless, glistening.
It happens
in
it
that
happens.
Crivet sun.
Yeah. So who's coming up?
We got Heather Marie coming up. In fact,
tell us a little bit about.
Yes, she's a local model, a business person, actress, and she's been involved with some great things. Wayne, would you run?
Am I getting kicked out of my chair?
Yes. I didn't want to put it that way, Wayne.
Yeah, I didn't see it coming.
Wayne, I don't want to put it that way, but stick around. We want to talk to you more. Would you go get her, please?
Okay.
We want to say hello to her before we send to a quick break.
Right.
Yes.
And she is performing.
Yes, it's already been shot. And then the premiere, I guess, is going to be at the Tarleton.
Right.
Which is, I'm so happy that somebody has taken that over.
I know.
Because that was the first movie I've ever seen. When I moved to Green Bay, the very first movie I ever saw, I remember, was at that theater.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. I still remember that.
Wow.
Going to that one and the one that the Meyer Theater is now.
Yes.
Those are the two that I used to go to all the time.
Yeah.
And then before they had the big Cineplex or whatever.
And they've both done a good job of investing.
Wait, but Jason has something. Yes, Jason.
I just have a question.
Yes, sir.
So with your new diet.
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to eat chimichangas?
I can.
No, of course not.
I can't.
No,
why? Why do you ask?
That's poison. Well, I'm just wondering because I know chimichangas are a favorite. So I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I think so.
Are you going to cheat?
Nope, that's
no,
poison.
No, we're not going to cheat.
Right. Poison.
Right. Nope. We are going to be the same size. You know what? We're going to be the exact same size as Heather when we're done with this diet.
No.
Exact same size.
I'm sorry, we are. No, you won't.
Wow. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. I'm going to wear a size 6 pants. Oh, look what she brought us.
No.
Oh, Door County Toffee Company. Come on.
Oh, well, I'm okay now.
Yeah, because we got to. Yeah, we got.
We're oh my God, binge eating coffee. Right now, Heather. So thank you for that. Put the headset on, and then we want to give you a. Well, oh man,
chocolate
you can come anytime.
Coffee. Oh my God,
John, you really shouldn't talk with your mouth full.
I'm not.
Heather, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Just for starters, thank you very much for the Door County. Is this Door County?
Yeah.
Door County.
It is Door County Toffee Company. Yeah.
Oh, my God, is that good? Tastes like a
Mirage.
Better Heath Bar.
Yeah, and it doesn't stick to your teeth
no,
like the Heath Bar.
No, it's awesome.
Does.
Awesome. Yeah.
What do you have an affiliation with this company, or is it just one of your favorites?
I don't. You know, actually, I just learned of that toffee. I took the trolley for the first time recently, and it was on a wine, cheese, and chocolate tour.
That's cool. That's a great trolley thing for bachelorette parties, but just for guests, friends. That's a great event up there in Door County.
Yes.
But anyway, yes.
Yes, and this one was eating. So I'm an eater, so I was all about it. So the first part,
okay.
Yeah, she looks like an eater.
She looks like an eater. So you guys, look.
I'm up to 97 pounds now.
Right, right. She does not weigh 100 pounds.
Yes.
But anyway, I'm glad you can eat toffee. That gives us all hope.
Okay.
Yes, it does. Yeah, because we're disgusting. Let's be honest.
But
yes.
If you come back in a month and we'll have you back, we're going to be so thin. Because John and I are going on some new diet. September 1st.
Because we took a picture at the game the other night, the Packer game, and we're both like side profiled. And it was so bad, we won't even post it on our Facebook.
Oh, it was like we're back in the box. We're like, oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
So, I mean, So, anyway.
Yeah.
Welcome. Your career is taking off.
Yes. Man, it's been a whirlwind. You know, thank God COVID's over. Right?
Yeah,
can we say that? Can we say it's
over? We can.
Over?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
The quarantine anyway.
Yeah.
Because that was a scary time in the industry that I'm in where everything's in person and acting. So it was very crazy. But I've owned my agency for 11 years now. And do you remember I did 5 years of the Top Model contest and I had you as the judge on our first...
I bet I picked you.
Well, that was Wayne.
All right, 6:58.
Was that okay or what?
We got to go to a break.
I thought the thing about him, the guy throwing the emails was weird.
I was a barber shopper.
We
got to
send it a quick break. Heather, you're going to have the whole next half
hour.
I'm going
to take a shower.
Back after this.
Don't try to take me to a disco.
My name is Leah, and I'm a single mom living in Milton, Wisconsin. I have two kids with severe peanut allergies and asthma. Before Badger Care, I struggled with affording the copays for their life-saving medications. Even with the best insurance available through my full-time job, the EpiPens had a $100 copay, and we needed them for school and home for each of my kids. There was even a point when my daughter had a severe allergic reaction, and I strongly considered not calling 911 due to the cost of the ambulance. I'm grateful that the administrations of President Joe Biden and Governor Tony Evers are working together to give us the tools to improve our health care. Now I no longer have to choose between putting food on the table and providing affordable, life-saving health care for my children. To learn more about how the Inflation Reduction Act and other investments are helping rural communities and families like mine, visit www.abetterwisconsininstitute.org/rural.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media